Page Tes Amid Aleph, no, the second Gemara. Later on in the book. No. The book has two tractates in it. Further. Now Tes. Okay, about 15 lines down, where it says the word Gemara. Because last time we finished the Mishnah. In the Mishnah Tzadadin, we're learning that you have 7 days to bring the sacrifices, the Korbanos for the Yom Tov. What happens if you didn't bring it throughout the Yom Tov? It's like too late. Okay, you're not obligated anymore. And the Gemara uses the expression, it's a muvais shlayuchol liskein, meaning it's an averi you can never rectify, because the time came already. Then the Gemara says, why? The Mishnah explains, if you steal something, you can rectify it by giving it back. But the Gemara says, Rav Shimon ben Manasseh says, what is another instance of an averi you can never rectify? If you commit adultery, give birth to a mamzer, as long as the mams is around, you really can't do tshuva. Last time we said you could do such a level of tshuva, could die. And then Rav Shimon Yochai said, the closing statement of the Mishnah, was that no, mu'uvas shalayocha liske means a guy who was religious and turned away. But otherwise, it's not a sin that you can't, because the guy doesn't know it's a sin. Okay, so now the Gemara asks the question. Minohani mili. The Gemara asks a question, from where do we learn? This is going back to the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if you didn't bring the Korban on Sukkot for the first 7 days, you can even bring the Korban on Shmini Atzeres, on the 8th day of Yom Tov. By you it's 982, sir.
982.
Yeah. Okay, or Tess, by you. So the Gemara asks, Minoani Mili, from where do we learn that you can bring a carbon even on Shmini Atzeres? Now the problem with Shmini Atzeres is it's a separate Yom Tov. Okay? Pesach has 7 days. Sukkot also is 7 days. The 8th day of Sukkot is really called Shmini Atzeres. But the Mishnah said a statement that even if you didn't have an opportunity to bring the carbon during Sukkot, you could still bring it on Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara says, from where do we...
What's a carbon?
Sacrifice. So Amar Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, the following statement. It says the word Atzeres Bishvi Shal Pesach. And it says the word Atzeres Bishmini Shal Chag. It says the word Atzeres, meaning holding back, on the 7th day of Pesach. And by the 8th day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, it also says the word Atzeres. In fact, it's called Shmini Atzeres. So Ma'ala Halon Tashlumim, just like by Pesach, you could bring it on the day the Torah calls Tashlumim, the makeup day, Atzeres, Avkan Tashlumim. The same way, the word Atzeres, which is said by Shmini Atzeres, also teaches us you could bring the carbon on that day. There's something in the Chumash, in Halacha called Gzeir Shava. Gzeir Shava, and this is a very important concept, it's one of the fundamental, well, we say it every day in Davening, Rabbi Shmuel Aymer, one of them is Gzeir Shava. Gzeir Shava is, and you cannot make up your own Gzeir Shava. This had to be down, hand transmitted orally, Rebbe to student, all the way from Moshe Rabbeinu.
How deep a sacrifice do you bring? Are you allowed to bring?
We're talking about the obligatory carbon you have to come to see on Yom Tov when you came to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to bring a carbon. The Torah says don't come empty-handed. You have to bring a sacrifice. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, if you didn't bring it on the first day, you bring it the second, third, fourth. What happens if you didn't bring it all 7 days by Sukkot? You could bring a Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara says, why? It's a different Yom Tov. How do we know you could bring a Shmini Atzeres? So the Gemara answers, there's what's called a Gzeir Shava. Gzeir Shava means, here there's a word, and here there's a word. And because this word in this pasuk means this, the fact that the Torah uses the same word concerning another pasuk teaches us it has the same laws. Now, by Pesach, the 7th day of Pesach, which is definitely part of Pesach, the Torah called that 7th day Atzeres. On the 8th day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, the Torah also calls the word Atzeres. So therefore, what is the Gemara learning out? Just like by the seventh day of Pesach, which for sure you could bring a carbon because it's part of Pesach. The Torah uses the word Atzeres. So therefore, the day by Sukkot that the Torah uses the word Atzeres, meaning Shmini Atzeres, you could also bring the makeup carbon for Sukkot. But the Gemara says, and this is what the Gemara is getting into now, there is what's called an open-ended Gzeira Shavah or not open-ended Gzeira Shavah. Which means as follows. When you say the Torah uses the word here and here. In fact, I'll give you another example, Gzeira Shavah. Do you know that the Gemara asks in different places that we should have to eat in the Sukkah and Pesach and we should eat Matzah and Sukkot? Why? Because by Pesach it says 15th and by Sukkot it says 15th. So the Gemara says, and in many dinim, we liken Pesach to Sukkot because here it says 15 and there it says 15. So the Gemara asks in different places, if that's the case, we're likening Sukkot to Pesach, then we should eat Pesach also in the Sukkah, and on Sukkot we should also eat Matzah. And the Gemara has to answer that there's psukim that clearly say Matzah is only on Pesach and Sukkot is only on Sukkot. But now, it's understood when the Torah says here a word and there a word that we want to learn out one from the next, it has to be an open word. What do you mean open word? A word that we're not learning out anything else from. Because if it's a word that's teaching me a different law, how do I know the Torah left it to teach me likening Pasuk A to Pasuk B? Maybe it's teaching me a law that I need to know by A. So therefore, the Gemara is going to say now that this word Atzeres has to be available and unused. Because if the word Atzeres is going to teach me a different halacha, how do I know the Torah is saying it to liken A to B? Maybe I need the Pasuk of A to teach me a din of A. But if the Pasuk in A is extra, the word in Pasuk A is extra, then I can use it to teach me a din in Pasuk B. And that's what the Gemara says now.
Rabbi.
What?
How deep a sacrifice?
What do you mean deep? It was an animal.
Give me an example of a sacrifice.
They brought a bull, a cow, a ram, a sheep.
Yeah. And you kill it? That's
yeah.
a sacrifice?
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it, man.
That's the sacrifice we're talking about?
Yep.
Okay.
The animal rights don't like the idea. But tough luck. So now the Gemara says, Mufna, the word is open, meaning it's free. The Elav Mufna. Because if the word is not free, meaning the word Atzeres is not free, Ikal HaMifrach, you can refute it. But the following question, Mal Shvisha Pesach, you know why Shvisha Pesach is Shekein Eino Cholok Mishulafanav, because it's not a separate holiday than the first days. Teimer B'Shmini Shachog, but on the eighth day, Shacholok Milafanav, which it is a separated Yom Tov. Meaning the Gemara says as follows, the word Atzeres has to be open. Because otherwise, you couldn't compare the seventh day of Pesach to the eighth day of Sukkot. Even in Halacha, you know that when you bench the last 2 days of Pesach, you don't say Shechianu. Because it's not a separate Yom Tov. And Shmini Atzeres, you say a new Shechianu. Why? Because it's a new Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, you really couldn't liken the seventh day of Pesach, which is one continuation of Pesach, to the eighth day of Sukkot, which is really a separate Yom Tov. So therefore, the only way we could learn it out is because this word Atzeres is completely open, completely available, and therefore I learn out that just like the seventh day of Pesach, you can make up the carbon that you didn't bring, the same thing, the eighth day of Sukkot, you could bring it up, you make it up.
A long way.
And Shmini Atzeres. You mean why isn't it a fourth? In many respects, it is a fourth Yom Tov. In fact, the Gemara uses the word Pazer Koshev. Pei Zayin Reish Kuf Shin Beis. That Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov from the first. But yet, what is it called? Shmini Atzeres. meaning it's the eighth day of Sukkot. So many dinim, it's similar. In six dinim, it's separate. So the Gemara is saying, we're trying to learn out over here that you could bring a carbon if you didn't bring it the first 7 days. The carbon chagiga. You can even bring it on Shmini Atzeres. And we're likening to the seventh day of Pesach. So the Gemara is just saying that the word Atzeres that we're learning it out from has to be an extra word. Because if it's not an extra word, you can't liken the eighth day of Sukkot to the seventh day of Pesach. The seventh day of Pesach is not a new Yom Tov. The eighth day of Sukkot is Shmini Atzeres. It's a separate Yom Tov. And the Gemara says, La'ai, like the Gemara, La'ai means, yeah, of course. Afnui Mufne. It's, of course it's open. Why? Because Maya Atzeres. And the Gemara is explaining now, why is the word Atzeres extra? So the Gemara means, because what would Atzeres mean? Atzeres means holding back. Are you telling me it means Atzer Basiyas Malacha? It's forbidden to do work? The Torah already says, Leisasim Malachi, you're not allowed to do work. So you can't say that the word Atzeres is teaching me you're not allowed to do work, because the Torah already says, don't do work. So Atzeres, the cause of it, Achamon Olamali. So why do I need the word Atzeres? It's an extra word. Alashma Mino, it teaches us, Lafnuya, that it's open. And therefore, what does it teach us? That if on the 7 days of Sukkot, you didn't bring your carbon that you had to bring, you could still bring it on Shmini Atzeres on the eighth day. Even though, seemingly, it's a separate Yom Tov. That's one opinion in the Gemara. That was Rabbi Yechanan's opinion in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. And now the Gemara says, I'll learn it out from a different pasuk. Because it says, V'tana maisel emeyocha. A Tana derives it from a different place. Why? The Tanya, because it says in the Braisa the following statement. It says, V'chageisem eisei chag la'Hashem. V'chageisem eisei chag la'Hashem means, in English it's translated, you should celebrate it as a holiday to Hashem. But chageisem means bring the carbon chagiga. Bringing the carbon. So, yachol yecheigig v'helech. Kol shiva, I would think, the Torah says, celebrate it 7 days. So you know what I would think it means? Every day you have to bring a new carbon. Because v'chageisim chag means bring a carbon chagiga. Right? Now, if the Torah says celebrate it 7 days, I would think every day for 7 days you have to bring a carbon. You have to bring the sacrifice. Talmud Leimer, so it says no. V'chageisim oisai. Singular, meaning you only have to bring one carbon. You don't have to bring seven sacrifices. One sacrifice is enough. So the Gemara says, "Eisatachegig." You only have to celebrate it once. V'atachegig kol shiva, and you don't have to celebrate it all 7 days. So now the question is, if the Torah says celebrate it 7 days, why does the Torah say 7 days if you only have to bring it 1 day? So it teaches us. Imkein lama nema shiva. Why does the Torah say you could bring it for 7 days? It teaches us the tashlumim that you can make it up for 7 days. So this Tana says very simply. One pasuk says, celebrate it 7 days. Which I would think means every day for 7 days you have to bring a carbon. So the Torah says no. V'chageisim oisai, only it. Singular. One carbon. So if so, why does the Torah say bring it 7 days? You're only bringing it 1 day. Why does the Torah say bring it 7 days? To teach us that if you didn't bring it the first day, you could bring it the second day. If you didn't bring it the second day, you could bring it the third day. You have 7 days to make it up. But how many korbanos do you have to bring? You have to bring one sacrifice. One korban, but you could bring it any one of the 7 days. So the Gemara says, Uminayin shimlechog yamtivarishin shochog. How do I know that if you didn't bring it on the first day of Yom Tov, okay, shechegig v'helech es kol ha'regel, that you could bring it for all 7 days, including Shmini Atzeres, Yom Tov Achron, Talmud Leimer, it says in the Pasuk, v'chedesh ha'shvi t'chegu, on the 7th month, bring it. So now the Gemara is going to say, that Pasuk implies you could bring it for a whole month. But we know the Torah says 7 days. So it says Bachir Ibachid Shashvi. If it only says Bachid Shashvi, Yachal Yehidish Kula, I would think you could bring it the whole month. Talmud Laimer Aisai, it teaches us Aisai. Only on the 7 or 8 days you could bring it. And you can bring it after the Yom Tov. Meaning, the Gemara says as follows. There's a few strange psukim over here. One pasuk says celebrate it for a month. One pasuk says celebrate it for 7 days. And one pasuk says it. Right? So it teaches us you have to bring only one carbon. How long do I have to bring it? 8 days. The Torah says 7 days. But the other pasuk says, bring it, you can bring it for the month. But obviously you can bring it on the month, because you can only bring it for 7 days. So what does the word month teach us? That you can bring it on the 8th day.
In that month
you can bring it on the 8th day of the Yom Tov.
Well, I'm thinking to prove ever what this...
One second.
Naturally well off.
The same thing, by the way, you know there's a din in Shulchan Aruch that says about Megillah, the next Yom Tov Purim. When do you have to read the Megillah? On Purim. Yet the Gemara says, it says in the Purim, Achedesh Shenepach, the whole month. So the Gemara says, there are opinions that say you can read the Megillah any time in the month. And therefore there's an opinion that what happens if you know Purim, you're not going to have a Megillah. You know you're going to be in jail. You're not going to have a Megillah. You can read it any time in the month. Because the Torah says, Achedesh. Here the Torah says, celebrate the 7th month, which implies the whole month you could bring a carb. But another pasuk says, no, only 7 days. So what is the word Chodesh adding? That you can make it up on the 8th day. That even though it's a separate Yom Tov, you can still, if you didn't bring the carbon for all 7 days, you can bring it even on Shmini Atzeres. So this is how this Tana learns. So there's two ways. Basically, the bottom line is, the Mishnah said, you have by Sukkot 8 days to make the carbon up. Even Shmini Atzeres, you could bring it. So either Rabbi Yechanan learns it out from the extra word Atzeres, that, you know, teaches us you could do it, or the Tana says, because it says, Bachedesh Hashvi, you have a whole month, obviously, you don't have a month, so the word month teaches us you can bring it another day.
What if a Jew lived the so-called perfect life in Hashem's eyes, the rabbi in his neighborhood, everybody, does he still have a bring of carbon?
Yeah.
Why?
It wasn't a sin offering.
What then?
You come to God, you have to, the Torah, you have an obligation to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And don't come empty-handed. Bring me a gift. God says, bring me a carbon. If a guy sinned, he also had to bring a carbon. There are a lot of different carbonists.
Please give me an example or two of the types of carbons they did bring. Animals?
All of them were animals.
Dead
sometimes
animals?
Flower.
Dead animals?
No, you have to bring a carbon, and they deaded it for you. They killed it. They shechted it. Okay.
That was it?
Yeah.
That's the carbon?
Not what? No, but the Torah says the pasuk Bachedesh Hashvi Tochegu Oisei.
Oh, so
that
doesn't
mention the 15th day. No, not in that pasuk. Oh. Yeah, either way, yeah, the Torah says Sukkot is on the 15th. Now I have to give an introduction to the next piece of Gemara, which is a very, very interesting Gemara. It's a very famous concept in Gemara. When you have a makeup. Okay, I'll explain the case by Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, which is much easier to understand. The Torah says you have to bring the Paschal Lamb on Pesach. Erev Pesach. Then it says in the Chumash story, there were people that were impure, they couldn't bring it, they came crying to Moshe Rabbeinu, why should we suffer? We also want to bring a carbon Pesach. Hashem said, okay, no problem. I'm giving you what's called Pesach Sheni. Make-up time. That if you were far, or you were Tamei, or beyond your control, you couldn't bring the carbon Pesach in Nisan, you have a second month to make it up. Okay? That's the concept of a makeup. Now, is the makeup a new obligation? Or is it only a continuation of the first? Meaning, what happens if I wasn't obligated in the first carbon? But by the time the makeup day comes, I am obligated. Bar mitzvah is a big point, good point. Or a convert. Pesach is the 15th of Nisan. Yeah? Pesach Shein is the 15th of Iyar. Let's use your case. The kid's birthday is the 1st of Iyar. 2 weeks after Pesach, 2 weeks before Pesach Sheni. Now, when Pesach came, he wasn't obligated to bring a carbon because he's a kid. But now when Pesach Sheni comes, he is obligated in the mitzvah. Or, I'll give you the other example that they bring down, a guy converts. He converts between Pesach and Pesach Sheni. So when Pesach came around, he was a guy. He had no obligation to bring a carbon Pesach. Now Pesach Sheni comes around, by now he's Jewish. So now the question is, does he have to bring the carbon Pesach or not?
No.
Well, it depends how you look at it. There's two ways of looking at it. One way of looking at it is, it's only a makeup of the first one. Therefore, if you didn't have to bring the first one, you never have an obligation. If you never had an obligation, you don't have a makeup.
It is a makeup.
1 second. Or do we say, it's a new obligation? What's the new obligation? That the Torah says, whoever didn't bring the first, now has to bring the second. So based on that, if this guy now becomes a Jew, and he did not factually bring the first carbon Pesach, so now the Torah says, you have an obligation to bring the second one. What is it? And there's two opinions in halacha. And the Gemara is discussing this now. It's a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yeshia. Now let's go back to our Gemara. Our Gemara says you have to bring a carbon chagig on the first day. If you didn't, you can make it up for 7 days. Okay? What happens if you were not obligated on the first day? You were crippled. Remember we looked at the first Mishnah, a guy who's crippled does not have an obligation because the Torah says you have to go up by foot. He can't walk, so the Torah frees him from his obligation. So what happens on the first day of Sukkot, he was crippled, and on the third day, he became better. He healed. Does he have to bring the Karban Chagiga on the third, fourth, or fifth, sixth, seventh, or is he freed from the obligation? That's what the Gemara is going to discuss now. If it's a makeup of the first day, if the first day you didn't have an obligation, then you don't have an obligation now. But if each day becomes a new obligation, which means if you didn't bring the first one on the first day, you have to bring the second day, now you're healed. Now you could bring it. So now you have an obligation to bring it. So this is an argument between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yeshia. What does the definition of a makeup mean? Is it a new obligation, or is it completely a makeup of the first time, and if the first time you didn't have to do it, you don't have a makeup either? What's your problem?
So, in other words, if the Torah means to say that you have to bring a korban in one of these 7 days, in that case, somebody was
No. Let me just reiterate. The Torah says you have to bring the korban on the first day. Now, the question is, the Torah says, if you didn't, you could bring it the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, or seventh day. Right? Now, if on the first day I didn't have to bring it, Torah didn't obligate me. Do I have to bring it on the fourth day when I am obligated? So there's two ways of looking at it. If the obligation is on the first day, and this is only a makeup one, then I don't have to do it because I wasn't obligated in the primary day. Right? But if the concept is, no, you have to bring it the first day. But if not, then you have to bring it the second day. If you didn't bring it the second day, you have to bring it the third day. So now on the fifth day, I become obligated in the mitzvah. Bottom line is, did I bring it yet? No. So now I have an obligation to bring it. There's two ways of looking at it, which obviously matters in halacha. Do I have to bring it or not bring it?
So the real question becomes, why you weren't obligated? Why you couldn't bring it?
Because the Torah says I don't have to. I was crippled. And a crippled person doesn't have to bring it. Or, a kid became bar mitzvah in the middle of Sukkot. When he was a kid, the first day Yom Tov, he was still a kid under bar mitzvah, right? He's not obligated to mitzvahs, correct? So when the initial day came, he has no obligation to bring that korban. So now the fifth day he becomes bar mitzvah, why does he have to bring it? I wasn't obligated to begin with.
So that's my question. Maybe for some reasons you don't have to make up for it. For example, the case of not having been bar mitzvah. But for some other case...
Why?
Some cases are different.
Why?
Every case is different.
No, the common question is over here, if I wasn't obligated on the first day, who cares why? Doesn't matter. No. If I'm not obligated the first day, do I have to make it up on the other days or not? So it depends what the concept of makeup means. Is it a new obligation every day? Or is it one obligation on the first day? The Torah says just, if you didn't do it then, you could keep doing it. That's what the Gemara says. Umay tashlumin, what is the definition of this compensation, of the makeup? Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Rabbi Yechanan says, tashlumin larishin. It is only designated for the first day. Meaning, the only obligation is on the first day. But if you're not obligated on the first day, you don't have to bring it. Rabbi Eishi Amar, Rabbi Eishi says, no. Tashlumim ze lo ze. It's make up one day for the next. Meaning every day is a new obligation. Just like we said by Pesach Sheni. Is it a new obligation or is it only a continuation of the previous one? So the Gemara says, my binayu, what's the halachic difference? Who cares what it is? So the Gemara said, the case we said, Amar Abzeira said, Chige b'yayim rishin, a guy who was lame, crippled on the first day, then his pashid became shiny and he became healed on the second day. So Ika Benayo, that's the difference. What's the difference? Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Rabbi Yechanan says, Tashlumim Larishin, it's only a makeup for the first day, meaning the obligation is only on the first day. Therefore, Kivan the Lechazer Berishin, if he's not obligated on the first day, Lechazer Beshani, he doesn't have to do it on the second day. Because it's only a makeup of the first day. If the first day is not obligated, then the other days he's not obligated. Rabbeishi Amar, but Rabbeishi says no. Tashlumim zeloze. It's a makeup one for the next, meaning each day is a separate obligation. Therefore, Alpha Gavdle Chazabirishin, even though he wasn't eligible, he wasn't obligated on the first day, now he's obligated on the third day, second, third, whatever. And the Gemara doesn't make a ruling on it. That's why in halacha you have a whole debate. What's the halacha?
Rabbi, do I understand correctly, based on what the Gemara is writing back in those days, if a Jew lives a clean life, who would tell him that he's not obligated or he's obligated to bring a carpet?
The courts. Besdin.
The court
would tell
him. Give me an example of if you commit a crime, then you're obligated, obviously.
Yeah, but the Torah obligates a Jew to come up to the Beis HaMikdash, right, and bring a korban, bring a sacrifice.
But really, if, for example, the person is coming, then he's not obligated, right? If he was coming...
No, that's only the korban Pesach. Yeah, you're right. He wasn't obligated. He couldn't. He couldn't bring it. Right. But what happens if he became pure in the middle of Yom Tov? He would have to bring it.
So why is it that
even though one minute, the Mishnah doesn't say that.
That's the case, why is it then that the Yidden said, why should we be deprived of bringing the Pesach offering and Hashem gave him Pesach Sheni? If they're not obligated.
But they said we would, but we want to.
Right.
That was their greatness. That even though they weren't obligated to, they said, but we don't want to lose out. No, but as a Tama, you can't. The question over here, number one, if your point is, are you obligated or are you allowed to? That's the question. The Gemara is talking, are you obligated? Now, if the guy would want to, even if he's not obligated, I don't know if he could.
Even after he became pure, if he's obligated or not?
Right. Tosis says it's an interesting shaila that Tosis I don't know have an answer to, in the reverse. What happens if a guy was healthy on the first day, didn't have a chance to bring the carbon, and became crippled on the second day?
I think he'd be given time.
No, the question is he obligated to bring a carbon now? Right now, he can't bring it. He's not obligated. It's somebody here. There's a tzarich in, if you go back the first day, does he get the obligation back again?
But the difference is a punishment. If a person, a blind person, halfway blind person is exempt from bringing it.
Right.
When he heals, he can go. But if the guy's tama, if he goes, he gets karis.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. But if he's tama, he's not allowed to. But what happens, a guy who's crippled has no obligation to bring a carbon. Is he allowed to bring one? If he wants to bring, do they let him bring, or it's like a carbon in vain?
Like being
no, is it the carbon in vain? Can a guy bring a sin offering if he didn't sin? I'm asking a question.
Different.
If a guy says, listen, I know I'm not obligated, I didn't sin, okay, I didn't do an aveda, but I want to bring a sin offering. It's not so simple that you can give a gift as a carbon. You know, you can donate whenever you want. It's called Teres Nedava, right? You can give a gift whenever you, a carbon. But can a guy bring a sin offering, which is designated as a sin offering with certain halachas involved? Can he say, I want to bring a sin? You can't bring a sin offering if you're not obligated to bring it.
We don't know whether we did or not.
That's called Ashum Toli. But over there was a conditional carbon. The guy says, if I'm obligated, then it's this. And if I'm not, it's a donation. I don't know that halacha. I don't remember. I don't know that halacha. If a guy who's crippled, who's not obligated to bring a carbon, is he allowed to bring a carbon even once? I don't know.
It's
I don't know.
Forbidden.
I'm asking, maybe it's forbidden.
Is it Marisayin?
Not Marisayin. You can't bring a carbon. You can't bring a sin offering if you didn't sin. I don't know if it's Marisayin. The question is, what happens though if he wants to bring? So people say, listen, women are not obligated in lulav, but if they want to do lulav, they could do lulav. Nobody's in Marisayin. You know what I mean? First of all, how do people know what he's bringing a carbon for? Maybe they think he's bringing a gift. Correct. But what happens if they carry him up? He's not obligated, right? Can he bring a carbon, chagiga, if he's not obligated? In other words, is a carbon chagiga a certain unique carbon that could only be brought by somebody who's obligated?
I'll say yes.
I don't know. And I'm saying I don't know.
Oh, well.
But the question we're asking is if he's obligated on the first day and he's, for whatever reason, he's not obligated.
Right. The Gemara's example is crippled on the first day and then he becomes healed. Okay. Well, same thing. Right.
Okay. So the first day he was not obligated.
Correct.
And then he becomes obligated. The question is, because...
Is he obligated to
now,
bring?
Is he obligated
correct.
Now since he wasn't then to
right.
bring?
Right. So it depends which way you look at it. If it's only a makeup of the first day, if the first day he wasn't obligated, then now he's also not obligated. But if each day is its own obligation, which means that what's the obligation? If you didn't bring yesterday, you must bring today. This guy didn't bring yesterday. Who cares why? He wasn't obligated, but that doesn't matter. He didn't bring yesterday, he has to bring today.
So what's the halakha?
I don't know.
Would it not have been said one way or the other? Here's the ruling. It's a mitzvah that you have to do every day. If you couldn't, you have to do it now.
Well, the Mishnah said a statement. You have to bring it on the first day. You didn't bring it on the first day, you have 7 days to bring it. That's the Mishnah. So now the Gemara is discussing, what does that mean? Does each day mean a new obligation? Or is it one obligation, you didn't do it, you have a chance to do it?
Like, you know, counting the Omer?
Right.
Is it like continuous or is one or the other? So
it's the same question.
Right.
If a guy converts in the middle of the Omer, does he have to continue counting? No, Bar Mitzvah, the Rebbe learns, is different. Because Bar Mitzvah, he's counting already. He's counting. So he can continue counting. Yeah.
So over there, it's not also definite.
No, it's the same question as Beis Sfira Seimer. If each day is one separate obligations, so if you become a Jew in middle, so now I have to count the rest of the days. If it's one long continuation, you didn't count then, so you don't have to count now.
Argument.
In all these aspects.
Which is not,
well, the halacha defines it, but not yet. Okay, so now the Gemara asks the question on Rabbi Yochanan. Basically, Rabbi Yochanan said that each day is only a makeup of the first day. Okay? That means, if you didn't bring it the first day, you weren't obligated the first day, you don't have to bring it for the rest of Yom Tov. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. But now the Gemara says, 5 lines in the end of the page. How could you say Rabbi Yochanan said such a din? For Amr Chizki said, that nit me bayayim, this has to do with the din of a Nazir. The din was, you know what a Nazir is? A Nazirite, okay? He says he's a Nazir. The din is a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, he's not allowed to eat grapes, he's not allowed to cut his hair, he's not allowed to become Tameh. Now, the Torah says, what happens if a Nazir becomes Tameh? He becomes impure, he came in contact with a dead body. Intentionally, by mistake, it doesn't matter. He has to count 7 clean days, and then he has to bring a carbon. That's what the Torah says. You have to bring a carbon. Now, at night, you can't bring a carbon. The Torah says, "B'yayim hakrivei," carbonis could only be brought during the day. That's what the Torah says. You can't bring sacrifices at night. Okay? Now, the din was, a Nazir who became Tameh counts 7 days. Technically, at night, he becomes pure. But he has to bring a carbon the next day. Okay, that's the halach. So now, what happens? He becomes Tommy a second time. What happens? Okay, let's do it this way. If a Nazir becomes Tommy, he has to wait 7 days to become pure. What happens if on the fifth day he became Tommy again? So you have to count another 7 clean days. But he only has to bring one carbon. Because the Torah says when you finish the tumah, the impurity, you have to bring one carbon. Now, what happens if a Nazir became Tamei for 7 days? And on the 8th day, before he brought his carbon, he became Tamei again. Now when he counts 7 clean days, 7 pure days, he has to bring 2 sacrifices. Because now that it was the 8th day, the first 7 day period finished, so now it's a new beginning, he has to bring another carbon. So at the end of the 14 days, he has to bring 2 sacrifices. Yeah? It's very simple din. A Nazir's tummy for 7 days, he has to bring a carbon. If he became Tomei in middle of those 7 days again, let's say on the third day he became Tomei, he has to count another 7 days, making it altogether 10, but he only has to bring one carbon. Because it's one continuation. What happens if he became Tomei after the 7 days? So now it's a new beginning. So he became Tomei another time. So then at the end he has to bring two sacrifices. One for the first 7 days and one for the second 7 days. Now the question is, what happens if the 7 days finishes Tuesday? So Tuesday night, he can't bring a carbon. But Wednesday, he could bring the carbon. So if he becomes Tomei on Wednesday, it's a new beginning. He has to bring two carbonas. What happens if he became Tomei Tuesday night? Now Tuesday night, he can't bring a carbon yet. So is it a new tumah or is it still the old tumah because he couldn't bring the carbon yet?
Probably the old. Because he couldn't wipe it clean.
That's similar to what we're talking about.
Oh, one second. That's exactly the same concept. But over there, Rabbi Yechonah says differently than he says here. That's the Gemara's question. Let's see it inside now. Five lines in the bottom of the page. How could Rabbi Yechonah say such a thing? That it's a continuation only of the first day. For Amar Chizkiah said, Nitma Bayim, if a Nazir became Tomei on the eighth day, okay, maybe he has to bring two Korbanas. One for the first Tumah, and now one for the second Tumah. But, Balaila, what happens if he became Tomei Tuesday night, right after the seventh day, Eina maybe he only has to bring one carbon, not two. What does Chizkiah hold? Now at night, can you bring a carbon? No. So if at night you can't bring the carbon, it's still a continuation of the first Tumah, and therefore if it's a continuation of the first impurity, when you finish both impurities, it's only one impurity. But Rabbi Yechonah Nomar, Rabbi Yechonah says, Abbalayla Nami Mevi. He has to bring, even at night, he has to bring two. Now, the question is, Rabbi Yechonah holds, even though you can't bring it at night, he still has a halacha of making it up.
That
what?
If you get impure on the third day again, because it's a continuation of it. But once that there's a stopping point to that impurity, which is Tuesday night, then that's a new beginning. Then you have to bring two carbonas. It makes sense.
Yeah and no. I mean, that's the Jewish way of answering. Yeah, no. Yeah, no, no. Rabbi Yechonah holds, what do you see from this case of the Tumah by the Nazir? The guy has to bring a carbon, correct? The fact that he can't, he's freed from a carbon at night, right, doesn't mean that you don't have a new obligation to bring it. That means the fact that you can't bring it at night, or you didn't bring it at night, doesn't mean that the other things is only a makeup of the first day. Over there, Rabbi Yechonah holds, you have to bring two karbanas. That means it's a new obligation. Even though you couldn't bring one at night, so what? It becomes a new obligation. So the same thing should be, the Gemara asked by the case of the karbanas, why does Rabbi Yechonah say if you did not have to bring it on the first day? You don't have to bring a makeup. Why is that different than the case at night, where over there you do have to bring a makeup? Even though you couldn't bring the carbon. But you have a new obligation, so the obligation stays.
Is there any issue with the fact that bringing the carbon is part of the purification, that if you don't, it is still not considered Is there such a concept here? Or
the what?
That after the time period that passes, until he brings the korban, or is it a separate mitzvah? One is counting and the other is bringing the korban. Or is the korban what makes finally the process complete? Are they linked together or is it two separate?
As far as the carbon goes, is it one continuation of 14 days, or is it two separate obligations? That's the question over here. Now, the fact that at night you couldn't bring the carbon, you can't bring it, does that break it, or is it still one continuation?
It shouldn't free you. You're obligated.
That's one way of looking at it. Chizkiya doesn't look at it that way. That's the argument to Rabbi Yechin and Chizkiya. In other words, the question is like this. I have to bring a carbon. Right now I can't. Meaning, not that I don't want to. The Torah says at night you don't bring a carbon. Meaning, what is the Torah telling me? I don't have an obligation at night to bring a carbon.
But
I became Tomei tonight. If I became Tomei tonight, the question is that as far as the sacrifice is concerned, one long continuation that I only have to bring one carbon? Or is it considered a new obligation? That's the question. The fact that Rabbi Yechon says after the end of 14 days you have to bring two tamei karbanis, two sacrifices for the tumah, shows that after the night it becomes a new obligation. Here Rabbi Yechon says it's not a new obligation. The first day you have to bring the carbon. You weren't obligated. You're not obligated to bring it again. Here Rabbi Yechon is saying, you're not obligated because you can't bring a carbon at night, but you still have to make it up. Why? And that's the most question. It's a contradiction.
It's one korban per impurity.
No. Yes. If a guy... No, because if a guy was tamei, okay, and he's tamei for 7 days, if on the seventh day he became impure again, how many korbanos does he bring?
Two.
One. Why? He became Tommy a second time. No, he didn't. He's not Tommy now. The Torah says you have a 7-day waiting process to become Tahar. But he actively became Tommy again. Nevertheless,
At what point does he became Tommy Tuesday morning? How long does he have to wait?
7 days.
And the seventh day is what?
Well, Monday? If you start Tuesday, no. 7 days Monday, correct.
Okay. Monday, he's still impure. He becomes...
Tomei again.
No. But let's say he doesn't become Tomei. He becomes pure Monday night.
So Tuesday morning he has to bring a carbon.
Okay.
One carbon.
And what if he becomes impure again on Monday during the day?
One carbon. Why?
No, I can't. Because he's still impure.
But he became impure again. He has to wait another 7 days. It's a second impurity.
It's a
continuation. Oh, so that's the thing. Because it's a continuation of the first one, there's one carbon. Correct? Now, he became Tommy at night. After the seventh day. Did he bring the carbon yet? No. Is he obligated at night to bring a carbon? No. Correct? So why, at night when he becomes Tomei, does Rabbi Yechonon hold it becomes a new obligation, therefore you have to bring two? It's still one continuation. I didn't bring my carbon yet. And not only that, I didn't because of laziness. The Torah says at night you can't bring a carbon.
But it's continuation of what? It's continuation of what?
One long carbon. One long carbon obligation. The carbon is dependent on the impurity.
Continuation obligation.
Right.
Do we learn something from the laws of Nida? Like if the obligation...
I'll give you an example. The Rambam says, recent the Rambam that we're learning, a ger, a convert, has three processes to conversion. One is, besides accepting mitzvahs, circumcision, mikveh, and a korban. Yeah. A get has to bring a korban. Do you know that nowadays we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? So the halacha is, they're considered full-fledged Jews. Do you know when Mashiach comes, every get that converted in history that's alive, or v'tchias ha-meisim, is going to have to bring a korban to finish the process. They're full-fledged Jew, but they still have to bring a korban. Now, could they bring a korban now? No, because the Torah says you can't. So that doesn't stop them from being Jewish. Because the Torah says you can't bring a korban now. It's not their problem. It's not their fault. The Torah says we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring a korban. Here it comes Tommy at night. He wants to bring a korban, so to speak. The Torah says you can't. You can't bring a korban at night. So now I'm freed. Right now at night, I'm freed from the obligation of a korban. So why if I become Tommy that night, why isn't it one continuation? I never got the obligation for a korban yet. Yet Rabbi Yechonin says it's two. Why over here does he say it's one continuation? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yemiya, Shani Tumah D'yesh L'Tamu Tum Shtumah B'Yitzchak Sheni. Tumah is different than the obligation of Karbonis. Why? Because the Gemara says, Tumah, we see the Torah has a makeup. Pesach Sheni. So you see by Tumah, the Torah does have a makeup. But by Karbon, there's no makeup. Meanwhile, the Gemara's going to change that in a minute. But meanwhile, the Gemara learns Karbonis have no makeup.
Rabbi, at what time in the history of the Jewish people did this seemingly come to an end?
What, the Gemara?
No, but you know, bringing the Karbon.
When the temple was destroyed.
Oh, and when was that?
2,000 years ago. Give or take a few years.
So nobody opened up, let's bring this back, let's bring this back, just because there's no...
You're not allowed to, we're all Tumah, we need the red heifer, we need the...
Your Tumah? My God, I...
Yeah, I shook your hand, what do you want?
It's all right.
The Gemara asks.
Junior never refused my hand.
I didn't either. Did I ever refuse your hand? Okay. So now the Gemara goes into the whole Shaila. What's a Pesach Sheni? Is Pesach Sheni, like we discussed before, is it a makeup of the first one? Or is it a new Yom Tov? So the Gemara said, this, what we just said is only good according to the Pina says, Pesach Sheni, Tashlum and Derishin is a makeup of the first one. But Lamandi Amar Shiregel Befnei Atzmei, that it's a separate korban, a separate Yom Tov. Ma'ikal Meimer, what could you say? I mean, according to this opinion, you can't say because Tumah has no compensation, because Tumah does have a compensation. Okay, what does it mean? Like we said, the argument over here is Pesach Sheni, is it a separate Yom Tov or continuation of the first? What's the difference if the guy becomes a guy between the first and the second? Now, so the Gemara's question is, but according to the opinion, it says it's a regel b'fnei atzmi. And we can't say, because Tumah has a makeup of a Sheni, it's a separate Yom Tov. It's not a makeup of the first one. In other words, the question is, if Pesach Sheni is not a makeup of the first one, how could Rabbi Yechonah say by Tumah we have a makeup of the first one? We don't have a makeup of the first one. Because it's a separate Yom Tov. So the Gemara is going to go into Homigah. We're going to have to leave it here. But the Gemara is almost done with this. Then the Gemara goes into easier stuff.